With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hamrich. Well, demand for organic produce continues to rise. How are growers scaling their production systems to meet this demand while still maintaining certified organic standards? Dr. Joji Morimoto is a UC Cooperative Extension Specialist who works with organic producers.
Yeah, soil-borne disease management is a huge challenge for organic growers. When I came to Santa Cruz in 1996, the only way to avoid the major soil pathogen, Vercium wilt, caused by Vercium dariae, is to have long rotations. Like once you plant the strawberries, you leave the land at least 3-4 years and come back for 2 strawberries.
But Dr. Morimoto says it wasn't working. Some rotations as much as 7 years were still having trouble fighting the pathogen because it was finding a host in several other vegetable crops.
Fortunately, we learned a method called anaerobic soil disinfestation, a relatively new approach, but to create a fermentation process and then suppress the pathogens. Since then, we've been working on the method. And now about 2,000 acres of berry fields, and mostly organic, in California and Baja California, has been treated by this method.
This is one example of how the research community and farmers are collaborating to scale organic agriculture. This is Tim Hamrich with your California Ag Today report. For more information or for previous reports, visit www.aginfo.net.